Welcome to Art Blog Radio. It's Roberta.
And this is Ryan, and this is the Midweek News.
And in the news this week, we have several things I want to point out to you, and also a couple of opportunities, really good opportunities. First is the second annual artist convening at the Arts League, and that's May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd. This is a really good way to network with other artists and find out information. The theme this year is making and teaching in the now, something that we all are doing, teaching and making in the now. So there are links to this. There will be links to this in the news post, but the Arts League is a really happening place these days, and this is where you ought to go for your convening. Next, we want to tell you about Ulysses and Ray Projects. Ray Projects is a multi-valent space on North American Street. They have live spaces and workspaces and art spaces. And Ulysses has one of the art spaces in the first floor, and they are doing projects in what's called Studio 105 in conjunction with Ray Philly. And their first project opens this season on May 3rd with a project by Camila Janin Rashid. Later, they are doing projects with Candace Lin and Ken Lum. We've always loved Ulysses, which is a bookstore and bookshop, and has done programming in the past. And they have a very exciting new opportunity here to work with Ray. So we're very happy for them.
Yeah, that area has changed a lot in the last few years.
Exactly.
Clay Studio's over there now. Crane Arts has got their second Thursday events and all those people.
We're looking at a new arts district.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see what's going to happen. And what will pop in next across the street from Ray.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of work over there. Yeah,
very much. Coming up are opportunities for artists. The first one is Artability at Bryn Mawr Rehab with a deadline of June 30th. This is a great opportunity for physically disabled and neurodivergent people to show their art in an international juried show. It's with prizes, and people buy. So it's a good opportunity to sell your work also. And I've been a juror for it several times. I know the quality of work that comes in is extremely high. It's a very wonderful show. It's a happy thing. So you should apply for this if you're in that cohort. Fiber Art International has an open call. This is a group out of Pittsburgh. They're having an open call a year ahead. It's for their 2025 international, and it's all over the world. They bring people to Pittsburgh, and it's a unique opportunity. So if you're in that community, consider applying to them. Finally, there's a job opening at the Arts League. We told you about the Arts League and their convening before. Well, their executive director, Zoe Rain Evans, who's been instrumental in moving the Arts League forward, is leaving for a new position. And so they are seeking an executive director. It would be a good full-time position. This West Philly institution is more than 50 years old. They are beloved by the community. And way, way back in the day, I was a member of the board of the Arts League. So that's it for the news. Ryan, I'm turning it over to you now.
All right. So last week, I talked about some shows I wanted to see. So I was able to get to a Print Philly at UArts. That was a great show. It's unfortunate that it's just one day. And the hours ended in the middle of the afternoon. But it was good. I wish I had a little bit more time there. And then I was able to make it over to our friends at the store, which is also kind of in that Ray neighborhood on that American Avenue. A lot of art in that neighborhood, just a few blocks away. That was a really fun show. We love pop-up shows. We love underground shows. If you have an event that's going on, always send that to us. Art Blog Connect, list it yourself. It's always available. Let us know. Shows coming up. Moore College's senior show comes up this week. It opens Thursday. Also Thursday, Ruth Naomi Floyd has a show at the Philadelphia Episcopal Cathedral. That's going to be an interesting jazz show. Pentimenti Gallery has openings this week. The Mill Studios in Manayunk is open on the 28th, that's Sunday, from noon to 5, exhibiting over 30 artists of various mediums. Take a look at that. That looks really interesting. There's some theater coming up. I mentioned Macbeth last week. That's closing this week, so if that's of interest, see if you can hit that. There are a few other shows that are closing soon. Flatlanders is closing soon. And then there's some exciting things coming up that I hope to see. Also, that old sock that I had mentioned, Philly Grits, coming up. That looks really interesting. There's a few other shows. If there's any shows that you're seeing that I'm not mentioning, let me know. Feel free to always reach out to me. And I would love to get it posted and let other people know what's going on.
Yeah, and let's remind everyone about ArtBlog Connect.
So ArtBlog Connect is a free place to post all of your events, your shows, your openings, anything that you think would be really exciting for other people in our community to be aware of. That's our interest. That's our goal. So reach out. You can post them yourself at artblogconnect.org. You know, reach out to me at support@theartblog.org.
Excellent. So I want to just mention something that I saw that made me think about what is the news. I mean, we do a news post on ArtBlog. We're now doing a news podcast on ArtBlog. Well, news is, of course, international, local, state, regional, whatever, but it's usually information. And written in some form is where it, I guess, started out, although it's now in social media and other things. You could say you get your news there. A lot of people do. They get their news on Twitter, now called X. I was reading the New York Times the other day online, and I saw a story that made me really think, what is the news? It was about how's the best way to clean your ears. This was on my front page of the digital edition of the New York Times, how to clean my ears. And it made me think, New York Times, you are the paper of record, right? Or are you not? You and the Washington Post have sort of claimed that. And I guess we go there for our big news about this and that. But cleaning ears. And then I Googled up New York Times cleaning ears. And they have a history of talking about cleaning earwax out of your ears. You know, the best way to clean your ears with a spoon. This was on the New York Times in 2021. Back in 2005, the joys of ear cleaning. Now, New York Times, I want to say, have you been listening to social media so long that you really lost your way and now you've got to be our doctor and our best friend forever? What do you think, Ryan? What is going on?
Well, I was surprised it wasn't a Q-tip ad or something like that. I expected it to be some sort of sponsored post brought to you by some tissue manufacturer, or cotton swabs manufacturer of some kind. But it seemed to be. No,
it's a real article written by a real person. Well, it may be AI. Who knows? I mean, nowadays.
Yeah, what was the recommendation? Nothing smaller than a spoon, or use a spoon to clean your ears? So
really? Oh, my God. So, and then here's one. New York Times praises ear cleaning spoons. 2021, this is on Boing Boing.
Yeah, something you didn't realize you needed until just now.
Yes, exactly, an ear cleaning spoon. Well, anyway, I think that's maybe enough talk about the news, but what do you think? Where do you get your news from? I mean, ArtBlog is not, I make this promise to you, we are never going to have an article about how to clean your ears on ArtBlog News.
But we did just talk about it, so... It's like almost the same thing.
Well, we're not getting into the nitty gritty. We're not going to get into your ear.
No, we're not. We're ear free.
Okay. Well, that's it for me, Ryan. I'm going to say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. We really appreciate you checking into ArtBlog Radio this week, the week of April 23rd. We'll see you next week. I'm Ryan.
I'm Roberta.
And we'll see you next time. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.